I'll start with a well, Ricky. Another point on the quest towards moving up the table. Hard fought again. Never going to be easy.
Yes.
A tough one all through.
Really, really tough
game. But we battled well.
Yeah, tough game. Physical side. Stick it on you. Look to get the ball wide. Look to get the ball in the box. The big number nine's a handful. The 10 drops in between the lines and you know, causes a few problems. So we knew that they, you know, the league table doesn't lie, I suppose, at this stage, but they're not a million miles off of us in terms of points. So it was always going to be a tough game. And, you know, I think, you know, we made a few changes. There's a lot of tired legs. You know, we've had, as everybody has, a lot of games in a short space of time. And we made four changes to the starting lineup today just to try and freshen it up. And I think by freshening it up, we just lost a little bit of a quality that we've had in other games. And you know, it's partly due to the changes. It's partly due to the workload. It's partly due to the pitch. It's partly due to the opposition. But whatever it is, you just have to make sure you do what you're good at, and that's for us is defending and working hard. And the players have done that exceptionally well. And like I always say, if you can't win, don't get beat. And it's consecutive back-to-back clean sheets. The game, probably as the Royston game was, you felt that one goal would probably win it. And you know, we, I think the best chance of the game fell to tie just after half time, where it was 1-1, and it was a good save from the keeper. And I think had that gone in, you know, you probably sat here as it would have been after the Royston game, delighted with 3 points. But I'm not disappointed at all with the performance. Yes, Lowestoft at home would have been one of the games that we felt we needed to take maximum points from. But again, we've taken 4 points from a team this season. And if we continue to take 4 points from the teams that are going to be in and around us come the end of the season, then we'll be okay. So, yeah, I'm you know, happy with the point. I think it was a fair result.
Yeah, we probably had the best two chances. There was another good save from that keeper from Danny Kelly in the first half.
Yeah, and
could easily have gone in.
We were a threat from set plays, and we were a threat from Charlie Diaz long throws. I think both managers will look at the penalty decisions that they didn't get, our one in the first half and their one in the second half. But like, overall, I think a point was a fair result. I think it was two honest teams going toe-to-toe, good battle. And yeah, you know, look, it's another point on the board. And we'll now have a look at the squad. You know, we chose to leave out Bakes and Chev and Owen and Jake Newman. Hoodie's come back, so he's fresh. Ollie Snaith will be back for the St Neots game as well. So we're in a good position in terms of players who have played minutes, and hopefully we'll be able to pick a side that will be fresher going into that game. And if we can do that with a little bit more quality but continue to maintain our really high levels defensively, then we stand a good chance of going to St Neots and getting a good result.
That would be good. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.